Strange Planet with Richard Serrett from Zoomer Radio.
The story of Ambassador Leo Wanta reads like something straight out of an Ian Fleming novel. In the early 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed Wanta as his special secret agent, and together they hatched a scheme to end the Cold War, bankrupt the Soviet Union, and reap the United States Treasury trillions of dollars.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
All this was accomplished with a series of currency swaps. Leo Wanta.
You give me your rubles, and I'll give you the currency of your choice. And I was buying rubles at 26, 28, 29 cents a ruble. And the benchmark for the Soviet ruble at that time was $1.20. And the Postal Service, the military, everybody wanted to get rid of the rubles because they have nothing of value that they could buy. Even if they had the rubles, there was nothing to buy on the shelves.
Essentially, Wanta had destabilized the Russian currency. This meant, for example, the Soviet military could no longer afford to match the huge military expenditures of their Cold War enemy, the United States. The Soviet Union, now cash-starved, agreed to sell Wanta 2,000 metric tons of gold at deeply discounted prices. But Wanta didn't stop there. He then began buying prime bank guarantees at a discounted rate, making $20 million for every $100 million. This process was repeated every hour for months. Total fortune amassed, with interest, $27.5 trillion. Leo Wanta's biographer, Lon Gibby.
He was given $150 billion of seed capital, basically, which he was just like a loan to him from the U.S. Treasury. He was extremely successful in taking down and collapsing the Soviet Union, but he amassed trillions of dollars in the process, which, again, Reagan knew he would.
Wanta repaid the original $150 billion in seed money back to the U.S. Treasury within 6 months. So, the tens of trillions in profits belonged to Wanta. He was, however, liable to pay 35% income tax on the $27.5 trillion. Do the math. That's about $9.6 trillion in taxes to be paid to the U.S. Treasury, money that was intended to be used to pay off the U.S. national debt and build huge infrastructure projects. There was only one problem. Before Wanta could repatriate the money back into the U.S. Treasury, a number of corrupt and high-level politicians, who shall remain nameless, had Wanta thrown in jail on what he insists were false charges, so that they could get their hands on Wanta's trillions. Leo Wanta was released from prison in 2001. Then, in 2003, he filed a civil case in the Federal District Court in Alexandria, Virginia. A decision and order was handed down by Federal District Court Judge Gerald Bruce Lee, who directed Wanta to pursue liquidation of his international corporations, recover his financial assets, bring the funds back into the United States, and pay all required taxes in accordance with the law. To this day, Wanta is still trying to get the U.S. Treasury to release that money. Thus endeth the incredible story of President Reagan's secret agent, Leo Wanta, the $27.5 trillion man. Top that, Ian Fleming. I'm Richard Serrett.
Richard Serrett's Conspiracy Show can be heard live every Sunday night at 11 on Zoomer Radio.